Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Greater Than Us podcast. This is the start of season two, or you could just call it episode six. Either way, I'm glad that you guys are here. I hope that you are all doing well in your season of life, continuing to smile, continuing to spread that love, and continuing to just be the best versions of yourself. If you are a new listener, I highly recommend that you go back to episode five, titled Victim Mentality, and just get kind of caught up on why I was taking this 2-3 month break and the surgery that I just had, because this episode is going to be all about that first week of the recovery and the surgery. So that episode five will just be able to add a little bit of context for any new listener. But for the returning listeners, let me just go ahead and dive right in and talk about how the surgery went. So the surgery was in late June, and this was actually my fourth surgery on the right knee, as I said in that previous podcast. So, you know, I have many blessings in my life, but good knees are not one of them. However, it was at least a good thing that I only had one surgery, because the doctor told me that there was potential to have two surgeries. And man, that would have been a whole new challenge in itself. So I am grateful that he was able to fix it all up in one go. Now, for those of you who have never had a major surgery before, it is quite the ordeal. I had to bathe beforehand using their weird antibacterial soap, and it is not a pleasant thing to use. So I had to use that the morning before and the night before the surgery. And then we get to the hospital about an hour or 2 hours before the actual surgery time. I forgot which one it was. But you get there and you got to do the whole pre-op thing. So they get me into the pre-op room, and they start to give me the IV. They start to numb me down a little bit. They're filling me with drugs to calm my anxiety and to just basically get me ready for the surgery, obviously. And then after that, they wheel me into the OR room. And when I get in there, they transfer me from the rolling bed that they had me on onto the operating table. And it's from that point where they'll go ahead and put the anesthetic mask on you and tell you to breathe in, count down, and we'll see you on the other side. So I started breathing that in, told me count down from 10. I said 10, 9, 8. Next thing you know, I'm out. The surgery was about 3 hours, 4 hours. It was a lengthy surgery. And then I finally came back in the post-op room, and I was a little dazy and confused, obviously, at first, but they came in, told me everything was good, everything went as planned. Like I said, they were able to knock it out in one go, so that was fantastic news. They fed me some applesauce, and they gave me some water. I was parched, I was very thirsty, I was loopy still. Sat in there for about an hour, and then finally, it was time to go, so my mom and a nurse wheeled me out to the car. We got into the back of the car, and we started our journey home. After driving home, we finally arrived, and by that time, after the long day, it was late in the evening, around 6 or 7, so I was pretty tired, and I was ready to just go lay down, and the doctor and the doctor's team advised that I do that, keep the knee elevated, and keep it iced for as much as you can, for as long as you can, for the first initial weeks after the surgery. So that's what we did. When I got back, I laid down, did those things. And this is usually in the previous surgeries when the pain would start to arise, because the nerve block would begin to wear off. But something strange happened with this surgery. You see, with the other surgeries, I was having extreme aches, really bad pains in the first couple of nights of the post-surgery. But I had zero of those deep, awful pains with this one. I had some small aches, and it was definitely still sore. You could tell that I had a surgery, but there was no deep, aching, awful, unbearable pain that would cause you to take the opioids that they prescribed after a surgery like that. So I didn't have to take any opioids other than the first night, because we were unsure if that pain was going to come through. But other than that, the pain was non-existent pretty much, and it's crazy to say, but I believe it comes down to the mindset that I had going in and the mindset that I had afterwards, and keeping a positive attitude. And instead, on this time, being focused on the good that was coming out of the surgery, as opposed to the previous ones, worried so much about the pain that I was going to feel and the negatives and not being able to walk and not being able to do the things that I wanted to do. With this surgery, because I had my mind in the right place and I was focused on the good that was coming out of this and how it was forcing me to slow down, and I was able to spend more quality time with my family, and I wasn't blaming the universe or outside forces for my injury. My body and my mind, they worked as one, and I was not focused on the pain. I didn't feel the pain nearly as strong as previous surgeries, and it was a fantastic thing. So where I'm going with this is, guys, is if you are going through a surgery or any sort of pain, doesn't have to be a surgery, but just any challenge, obstacle, mountain in your life, if you keep a positive mindset, if you just keep your head up and you focused on the good that's coming out of these struggles, then that once what you thought unbearable pain or mountain that is impossible to climb or challenge that you're going through that you think is impossible, it somehow becomes less of a pain, somehow becomes a mountain that is possible to climb, or a challenge or a problem that can be fixed and will be fixed. So I encourage you, when you meet these challenges and you encounter these huge mountains that seem unbearable and impossible, remember this podcast. Dive deep within yourself. Think about the positives that are arising no matter how hard. Because even if nobody else believes in you or nobody else thinks that it's possible, if you think it's possible and you believe in yourself, then it can and it will be accomplished, and you will defeat these challenges. And if you don't even, or you can't even believe in yourself just yet, but you still have to face these challenges, remember that I believe in you no matter how big this challenge or obstacle is. I believe in you. That's what this Greater Than Us family is all about, is supporting and uplifting. So no mountain is high enough, no challenge is strong enough. You will overcome these things. Something that works so well for me when I am down, and something that works so well for me in this latest challenge with the surgery, to keep a positive mindset, it humbled me and it forced me to look at the small things to be grateful for, including spending time with family, you know, previously being able to walk with both feet, having my vision, I can hear, I can taste things, you know. Just because things seem bad, you always have something that you can look inward and be grateful for. So if you're going through a tough season of your life, if you're going through a challenge, that mountain, like I keep saying, just look at the things around you that you can be grateful for, even if it's so small, as tiny as if just the food that you're able to eat or the bed that you sleep on or the roof above your head. Because when you start to look at the small things and you can be grateful for those things, it becomes easier to attack those obstacles and those challenges, because your mind is in a better place and you're coming from a place from within to defeat these things. And you know that it's just a part of life to get through these challenges, and you will grow and you will become better because of them. So look inward, look at the things to be grateful for, and I promise you that they will help immensely in overcoming any obstacle and challenge that you face. So thank you for listening. You know, I was just sharing my experience and the challenge that I faced within that first week of the post-surgery. The next episode after this will all be about the month after that and the weeks following, because with each new week came new challenges as my healing process started to expand and get better with my knee healing and such. Finally getting into physical therapy, moving out of my parents' house, moving in with my grandma. That'll all be in the next episode, and I look forward to speaking on that because it's going to be a great one. So if you made it to the end of the episode, thank you for sticking with me throughout this entire episode. And just some quick little final thoughts, just continue to move forward, guys. Continue to spread that love. Continue to keep that smile on your face. These challenges, obstacles will get better over time if you just keep that positive mindset, like I said. I'm your host, Tyler Ron, reminding you that it's greater than us. Love you guys.